Hello,
and welcome
to the center of Death Valley. That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
The very center, the tippy top center of it.
It's very hot.
It's actually at the bottom.
Because it's so far at the top.
Yeah.
It loops around. It's like an Ouroboros eating its own tail.
Yeah, that's definitely what Death Valley is. And of course, this is the Devil's Advocates Legally Distinct podcast and variety show. I'm John.
I'm Dave.
And we bring you a very special nature side chat.
Yeah.
We're out here. We're deep in the boonies. We're literally sitting on desert burrs right now.
Yeah, it's horrible. I have some in my fingers now.
I have them in my asshole.
Yeah, I put them there. That's why I have them in my fingers.
Yeah, for the listeners that are just now joining the show and don't already know, I am a Muppet. John Cheese Wong O'Malley
O'Sullivan O'Patrick O'Houlihan.
Oh, Harris. Oh, Daughtry.
O'Dougal.
Manzia.
Because you're an O'Dougal.
An O'Dougal.
And I'm Dave.
Nambia Jones.
I am Dave Nambia Jones, the black smoking demon. Cloud of mesophilioma. You touch me and you die.
Yeah, not a cloud of asbestos. It was established.
Yeah, just straight mesophilioma.
The condition known as mesothelioma. A cloud of that. So, Dave.
Yes, John.
What do you want to talk about today?
Okay.
On today's show.
I actually have something I want to talk about.
Oh, boy. That's exciting.
So I've been down the YouTube hole again.
Okay.
And I've been noticing this disturbing trend in the AI voice stories. They all end in suicide now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's like this like emotionally neglective boyfriend or girlfriend, and like it's told through text. Have you seen those?
Yeah, it's like it's usually like stories that were scraped off of Reddit or Tumblr or something like that.
Or people fucking around with Rizap.
Yeah. And then so there's like text, but then there's a voice.
An AI
sometimes
voice.
Sometimes text, but then there's...
Usually an AI voice.
Always AI voice. And then sometimes...
Well, sometimes live voice.
I've definitely heard a lot of the AI voice ones. And then there usually will be like... Minecraft gameplay in the background,
someone doing
Minecraft parkour.
Yeah. These used to be Reddit stories. Now they're text messages back and forth.
Oh, so you're getting different things now.
This is
a different genre that I'm not aware of.
Yeah. And usually, like, people texting each other and being like, bro, what do I do? She's found out I'm cheating on her. How do I get out of this? And then they either help him or fucking fuck him and take the woman or...
I mean, you don't get out of that, do you? Like... Mm-mm. You move on, hopefully don't cheat again. Is that not the answers they were getting?
No, that was not the answer they were getting.
They're like, this is...
Bro, you gotta do this, you gotta say this!
Alright, look.
Okay.
I just gotta put this out there for the audience. If you find yourself in a situation where you're cheating on your partner, and your friends are trying to tell you how to get away with it, they're probably not actually good friends.
They're probably setting you up.
Well, they might not be. They might actually be legitimately trying to help you get away with cheating, but I would posit that those are not good friends.
No, those are not good friends.
The good friends would be like, what the fuck, bro? No, we're on her side. You fucked up. But anyway, so, and these are ending in suicide?
Yeah, some of them are ending in suicide, and like these sad messages like to the person who died. I still remember you. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have been so mean to you. Or, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were dying.
What the fuck?
The cancer got you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you're just getting really... This sort of thing has happened to me, but I haven't gotten that exact content.
Yeah. It's very weird.
But is it... Okay, so it's not just me then that these algorithms are, for whatever reason, deciding that... That they're gonna just start disseminating really extreme content,
mm-hmm.
and if I don't believe that there's something that I'm doing to make it give that. Like, I don't like extreme videos. I don't like to see violence or hear about suicide.
Mm-mm.
But I get stuff like that. But it's different type of content, but it's very dark.
Yeah, it's very weird that the algorithm is going this way. In general, I don't like it.
No, it's not good. Like, I'll just want to relax and, you know, like, hear something funny, and then it's like,
I used to love a horrible story about murder.
That was one of the things
I used to get. Just jokes.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, sorry, I saw something. It freaked me out.
No, we're good. I see it.
I thought it was a...
Is this the cactus person?
The fabled desert... Man pig.
Man bear pig?
No, that's a whole other story.
They don't
have those here. We just have man pigs.
Man pigs.
Yeah. They're really just I don't have a joke for that. Not an appropriate one anymore.
Remember Magical Fart? Are they the children of those pigs?
Yeah, they're definitely that.
The rape pigs?
Yeah, they're definitely that. So, I haven't been getting those stories, but my content has also been pretty extreme. It's very concerning.
Maybe it's not us. Maybe it's just the population at large that is making and watching these videos.
Yeah, it might be that there's just more of it.
You want something wholesome I've been getting?
Yeah.
I've been getting this 80-year-old World War I vet, World War II vet, whose hand doesn't work all the way. He can't feel his thumb in his... first two fingers, and he plays COD and he just snipes kids.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing.
Oh my god, yes.
I recently have been getting like really weirdly specific videos.
Like what?
Lots of accidents happening in foreign countries.
Oh. I haven't been getting those, but I've been getting a lot of bike robberies.
I've also seen a lot of bike robberies.
And those guys are... The people who are robbing bikes are insane.
Oh, yeah.
Those people are literally out of their mind.
Jumping out
of cars, throwing bikes behind them.
Yeah. I saw a video of a dude that snatched an electric scooter from a kid that was riding it while he was riding it.
Just elbowed him off?
Like... He was in a passenger seat of a car, like, hanging out the window and just, like, snatched the scooter up while the kid was riding.
Oh, my God, that's intense.
And they drove off with it.
That's crazy. People are getting aggressive. More aggressive.
It seems that way, but I don't know.
Maybe it's because there's so many of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always up in each other's business. And people might be herd animals, but they're also meant to have some space to themselves.
Here's one I think you might find interesting. One type of video I get a lot of, and have been for like a couple of months now, is random videos of people doing spiritual practices from India and Africa.
Weird. Okay, I am interested in this.
So there was one from an African tribe where what it appears to be is that they sew someone into a hut.
Yeah.
And the person that's been sewn into this hut can articulate the hut and open and close it and make the hut dance. But it appears as though the hut is dancing on its own.
Because the person can't be seen, right?
Yeah. And of course, the belief that everybody has is that it is doing that, but it seemed like I saw a foot or two. And then from India, now this is an interesting one. I get a lot of different types from India.
Okay.
One of them is videos of what appears to be theatrical showings of shamanism.
Okay. Of the yogis?
I'm not exactly certain what they're depicting. I think some of them are depicting Shiva.
Okay.
And other gods and other entities. And they'll be dressed like full makeup, like looking like an anime character, doing flips and flinging swords and just doing crazy shit and stunts. And then they'll do like a prayer or anoint someone with some pigment. But then there's this other side of like, from like much less developed parts of India, where it'll be people doing incredible feats in the name of spirituality. There's one guy who jumps off of high places onto hard ground and lands flat on his back.
And then just pops up.
And then just gets up.
Okay. Those are yogis. Those are definitely yogis and yoga practitioners. Those are stunts yogis do.
There's this one dude that'll set up a bunch of like metal spikes.
And lay on them?
No. In a circle around him. A single circular line, a single like layer of these sharp spikes driven into the ground, and he's standing in the middle of it, and he's like, it's like maybe 1 or 2 feet radius.
Yeah.
And he'll do a backflip and land in the circle, and if he messes up, if his foot lands in the wrong place, he'll drive a spike through it.
But he never drives a spike through it?
No. He once got really close and it went through his flip-flop, but it didn't hit his foot.
That's impressive.
It just brushed past his heel.
So there's that, and then there's like the yogi's healing. I've talked about mystics, mediums, and medicine people on this before, right?
Oh, yeah. We dive into spirituality from time to time on this podcast.
Okay, but one of the stories is of Doug Boyd's trip to India. And he's in this city, and he's meeting this female yogi who had levitated as a child. One of those yogis.
Yeah.
And she was helping people walk. There was this kid with polio who couldn't walk, and she had motivated him into moving, his body working correctly.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not sure how she did it.
She was just like, get the fuck up.
Yeah, and she did stuff like that with Doug, like... He was afraid to eat with his hands. He was like, it was like a weird thing for him. And she was like, come on, just dig your fingers in there. And he did, and he lost all of his uncomfortableness with it. She knew how to draw out people.
Gotta lick the soup from underneath your fingernails, kid.
Yeah.
That's where all the flavor lies. It goes deep into your pores.
And permeates.
And you gotta lick it out.
Slowly.
Like, nice and slow like. While you open your mouth and smile like a donut.
No.
Oh, that's not what was said?
No.
Okay. I got a little mixed up with something else, I think.
Yeah. You were quoting Deliverance. I say we end this episode with a little music.
Well, of course. We are...
out and about...
And we are a band, after all.
Yeah. Not the Death Valley Death Dogs anymore.
We're Simon and Death Funkle.
Yes.
Oh.
Fun holes.
Yo-holes.
Three buttholes. Three buttholes. Running up a clock. Pouring out shit. Look at how slippery those buttholes are.